This was the week that Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam went to the Legislative Council to give her annual policy address, but it did not work out according to her plan. When she entered the chamber, some lawmakers played a recording of gunshots and screams of protesters, which they said represented the hardship and pain suffered by Hong Kong residents over the past 4 months. When Lam started her speech, she was heckled, interrupted, and eventually gave up, leaving the Legislative Council and later delivering her remarks by video. Hours after that speech, the leader of one of Hong Kong's largest pro-democracy groups was attacked on the street. The South China Morning Post says 4 or 5 men beat Jimmy Sham of the Civil Human Rights Front with hammers and wrenches. Sham was taken to the hospital, bloodied but conscious, after the second attack he's suffered since August. In Washington this week, the House has passed the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, which would end the city's special trading status with the U.S. unless the State Department certifies each year that authorities are respecting human rights and the rule of law. China's foreign ministry expressed strong indignation at the action, warning that China would take strong measures if the bill passes the Senate and is signed into law. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.